Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting and delicious hour on radio. We are live from one of the hot new Italian restaurants that has ever hit the culinary cocktail scene here in Southern Arizona. We are broadcasting live from La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen, 7332 North Oracle Road, just a little bit north of Ina on the east side of the street. And the red carpet has been rolled out for us fellow foodies in ways that you can't even imagine. Now listen to this. If you come on in here for the broadcast, why don't you join us here at La Mia Toscana for dinner tonight? This is the special that you are going to feast upon with vigor and with passion. Homemade ravioli filled with fresh lobster and topped with fresh clams and a saffron sauce. And that entire feast, fellow foodies, is only $35. You're going to come on in here to La Mia Toscana and soak in the goodness and the love and the passion. Because, friends, Italy is all about love and it's all about passion. And if you know anything about love and passion, you're going to love getting to know Josie Lonchar, who's going to be our guest in the second half of the show, who's going to be talking to us poetically about the Tuscan region that was the inspiration for La Mia Toscana here. You don't want to miss that. Well, there's one guy that you certainly don't want to miss. In fact, you never miss this guy, because wherever there's a great meal and a great cocktail and great conversation, Tucson Foodie is in the middle of it all, and he's right here. Adam Lehrman is our celebrity co-host. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
I'm good, Matt. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. I mean, here we are, La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen. Let me tell you, I think my Italian dialect has gotten better just since I walked in the door.
The accents are thick here. They are.
You know, and that's what you want. That's what you want, because that means authenticity, and that is the spirit of a wonderful Italian meal. We're going to be talking about Italian wines. Our good friend Alan Rodriguez with Classico Fine Wines is going to be kind of demystifying Italian varietals. We're going to be talking about Chianis and Barolos and Sangioveses, and of course, we're going to be talking about Chef Giancarlo's magnificence in the kitchen, about all of the Tuscan and inspirations for a culinary experience. But speaking of culinary experiences, for Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie, what's been captivating your palate on the scenes these days?
Well, you lost me at Barolo there, Matt. But, well, so I mentioned to you last time the search for good Chinese food in town.
Yeah.
And I found something.
What a long search. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm from back east, where a great Chinese food place was on every corner. You know, there's fewer Chinese food places here, and I'm always loving to hear where a good one is, and your palate leads the way.
I was looking for the holy grail of Chinese food, and I found this place on Fort Lowell and Campbell in that little shopping center where Rosa's is. There's a Skechers shoe store in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's called China Szechuan. They have a secret menu.
Oh.
You have to ask
for
it.
We'll just keep that between us two.
You have to ask for it. And the stuff that I had coming off that menu is delicious. They have a cold dish. It's cucumbers tossed in chili oil with garlic and salt. No, it's just so good. There's twice-cooked pork that is just – every bite is just amazing. I brought a friend there who's traveled through China, and he said this is as authentic as he's had in Tucson.
So what do you think contributes to that kind of real – Chinese food breakthrough? Because I mean, I think I love Chinese food, and it's almost like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's good. But what is it about this place you think that's created such a buzz? I mean, to get you excited about a meal and then to go on live radio and talk about it, they must be doing something right. What's the secret?
And they haven't paid me or anything. The owner owned a restaurant years ago, and I believe they got out of the business and then traveled through China and discovered some authentic dishes and how to make them, and came back to do the thing again. It's amazing food.
That's great. I understand there's a coffee place that you've hit upon not too long ago that you think is worthy of acclaim.
This is an interesting story. Have you heard of Savaya Coffee?
Of course.
Okay. So Savaya Coffee serves a Turkish coffee. Did you know that?
No.
So Turkish coffee is this tiny little thing, and it's got sludge at the bottom. It's just the coffee, it's ground so fine that it goes right through into the cup, and it's just like a sludge at the bottom of the cup. Anyway, I had this idea based on something I had back in San Francisco. Can you make me an Americano with that?
Oh, interesting.
And they grind cardamom into it, and that is my favorite discovery.
Wait a minute now. Okay.
So, that's
the secret.
You go into the one at La Encantada, and if it's the right girl working, and I gave her the Tucson Foodie business card, she'll know. the big Turkish.
I love it. So you've got two great, you know, I don't know if we can call them endorsements, but two great recommendations from Tucson Foodie. Now, we're going to be talking about some of the events that you have started to put together across the culinary landscape, because these are so much fun. You know, you've had two so far under your belt. They've been early sellouts. But give us an update on what's going on at Tucson Foodie. Of course, all of our listeners know you are Tucson Foodie on Facebook, Tucson Foodie on Twitter, Tucson Foodie on Instagram, Tucson Foodie on you got to be on Pinterest. Where aren't you, Tucson Foodie?
I am everywhere. I am trying to be everywhere. The most exciting thing is we just relaunched the website, and really happy about that. It's a really cool design we've got there. A lot of good content there. We're putting a lot of more information out. In addition to that, yeah, we did start an Instagram and a Pinterest and all that, just to kind of keep some photos.
And now you must have a crew of a dozen that is responsible for content management and those kinds of things, keeping people salivating across Southern Arizona.
I actually am starting to bring on some help with the content. About the events, though, most exciting, so that we just sold out of an event, the Pigs and Honey event. Some people might have heard of it. Lodge in the Desert is hosting it. Chef Ryan Clark put the menu together.
And that would be three-time Iron Chef Tucson Ryan Clark.
Three-time.
Okay. Just confirming, yes, for the record.
Absolutely. We have another event in the works at Wildflower. That one, some of the date's not confirmed with that, but it's we're going to be bringing back some dishes from their original menu because it's their anniversary.
15 years,
yes,
in Southern Arizona, and the first restaurant to even open.
The first Fox restaurant. Some
that's
of their
a lot to
original
celebrate.
Menu items. It's going to be some kind of a special deal. I don't think we've dialed it in yet, but
right. The Pigs and Honey event, I'm really looking forward to this. And let me just share the unfortunate news among our listeners. Yes, that event is sold out.
Yeah.
But let's really rub it in to those who are listening that aren't able to go. What does Chef Ryan Clark have up his sleeve for Pigs and Honey?
Okay, first of all, this is $30. For $30, he's roasting an entire pig, marinated in a lavender honey marinade. And every dish at this event is using the same honey from a local guy in town who makes honey, Noel Patterson with Dos.
Oh, yeah.
Dos Manos Apiaries.
He's an icon in the honey business.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we're using his honey for the pig. It's a whole pig being roasted in this box. It's called a La Caja China box.
Oh, I've seen that on the Food Network.
Doing a whole
fascinating
pig.
Fascinating.
He's got three honey-based condiments that come with it, a side, a salad, vegetable, mesquite honey cupcakes, and three cocktails, all including honey. And you get everything, including two cocktails, for $30.
I love the name of some of the cocktails. There's the Bee's Knees. There's the Buzz.
The Bee Sting, I believe.
The Bee Sting. And I already know. Now, I actually am on the list, so I'm very excited that I'm going to this event with my lovely bride. I've already picked out the cocktail that I'm going to have, and I get two.
You get two.
There's one with a honey infused bourbon,
yes,
with a little bit sweet vermouth, so it's almost the bee's take on a Manhattan,
yes,
or on an old fashioned. I'm really looking forward to that. This is just sounds like an incredible show stopping event.
And even though you get two drinks for $5, you can have a third.
And I probably will.
And one more thing I want to say about that event, it is sold out. But if you are curious about checking out the menu, you can go to check out Tucson Foodie on Facebook. And you just scroll through that feed, and you should be able to find the event.
That's great. And so we have about another minute left before we go to our first commercial break. So you did your first Tucson Foodie culinary event at Umi Star.
Correct.
You knocked it out of the park with the Tucson Foodie event there at the Lodge on the Desert. We mentioned something about Wildflower coming up. What's your vision for these Tucson Foodie kinds of events?
Well, really, we want to push the boundaries of a food event. You know, roasting a whole pig is kind of exciting. But the idea is to bring in lots of different elements that people don't see often. Like roasting a whole pig in front of people in a box like that, which that box pretty much mimics a pit roast. So to have an educational kind of a display, let you talk to the chef and some demonstrations, and then incorporate things like we got the guy there. All those dishes are made with honey, and we got the guy there with his honey, selling the honey on site.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So really just to kind of bring a bunch of things together so you can get a bigger picture of what's going on.
Oh, that's great. I cannot wait for Pigs and Honey, two of my favorite things, and they're all under one roof on the same night. We're talking to Adam Lehrman, the Tucson Foodie himself, our celebrity co-host, for the full hour of On the Menu Live. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, there's a new taco place opening downtown that seems to be creating a buzz in its own right, Gio Taco, and the man behind the madness, Brian Metzger, is going to join us when we get back. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Don't go away.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen, 7332 North Oracle Road, just a stone's throw north of Ina on the east side of the street. You know what? If you've never been here before and you think you may know where it might be, just go to Jack's Kitchen. And then just keep going a little bit further after you stop at Jack's for a cocktail or two, because it's right here, in the same strip as Jack's Kitchen. And speaking of Jack's Kitchen, you know, there's some buzz on the street, fellow foodies, that Metzger Family Restaurants has a few things up their sleeves for a new concept about to take downtown Tucson by storm. And representing Metzger Family Restaurants as he does and as no one else can do, the Honorable Brian Metzger is in the house.
Wow, what a great – every time I come here, I get a better welcome. This is incredible.
And you just got a glass of wine.
And a glass of wine. Thank you. This is great.
This is how we roll, Brian Metzger.
How's it work today? This is fantastic.
Oh, man, I can barely keep up with you, dude. I mean, you take your eye off the ball like me for 1 second. Next thing you know, you got this killer concept that is going to hit the streets of downtown unlike any other restaurant has done in just a couple of months, and it's tacos, for crying out loud. What's Gio Taco all about?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to be next door to Jack's at La Mia Toscana. These guys are incredible. Welcome them to the neighborhood, and we're happy to have them as our neighbor. You know, Gio Taco is something I'm really proud of. It's taken a couple years to develop, and we built it for downtown Tucson. And the idea was, how can we look at a faster, more casual way to get food that we love to prepare, fun food, seasonal food, fresh food, that has Virginia's take and my take on it, but it can be more casual and quicker. So we thought, why not launch it downtown Tucson and be a part of this great resurgence going on down there. So we're really excited.
And you mentioned resurgence. I love, and in fact, I don't know that you could have found a better place for the attitude and the personality that Gio Taco represents. Talk a little bit about exactly where you're going to be downtown, because I think it's a killer place to be.
Well, we need to match a location with Giovanni himself's attitude and persona. So we knew this had to be special. So we are going to be situated right next door to the World of Beer, which will be opening in the next couple months, and next to Rialto at the Cadence Plaza, which will be beneath the student housing, but will be on the Congress side, which is, I call it, the retail East End come party side. So it's a fantastic location. We have the best of 4th Avenue, the best of Tool, the best of Congress, and this incredible patio that's going to be off the hook.
And the patio is what I think is partly responsible for getting people excited, because when you think about the setting and the concept and the space, you've nailed the perfect space, because right about the time that the sun begins to tip on the west side, when happy hour is really at its best, you're shaded by the buildings.
Yeah, I want to say, like, oh, yeah, you're right. And it was one of those things in the beginning when we first saw it and we walked the space and we saw what it would become. It was still dirt at the time, but they had the building up, and it was incredible how drastic the temperature changed at a certain point in the day when the sun goes down, and you can just kind of sit back and start happy hour at 10 a.m. if you want to. I mean,
and that's how Adam Lehrman rolls. I mean, what a coincidence. There's Brian.
No shocker. We were there the other day together. I said the same thing.
So here you are in Tucson opening up a taco place. Now, I got to say, wow. Okay, this is a bold thing that you've done, but when I read about the kinds of things that you're doing, we're talking about no rules tacos. You're talking about something that's totally unexpected. Give us a hint of exactly what that means.
You know, I think when you take rules away from restaurants, it allows you to focus more on the guest and focus more on having fun. And so for us, what a taco might look like is it has no rules is, you know, why can't you smoke a certain part of the meat and have it together with this fantastic, like, pickled corn and avocado salsa.
Yes, please.
And then throw some freshness of some herbs in and then a great sauce to bring it together. And we're looking at each taco being no more than four items. So each of those four items has to be out of control or else we've really lost focus. But with Virginia, my creativity, kind of looking at what classic combinations go together, I look at a taco as being a thing with stuff in it. So that stuff is whatever we want, and the thing will be homemade, so it should be hopefully be great.
And I love the fact that you're not overthinking the taco, because I think that people have a tendency, okay, you've got this blank canvas, you have the tortilla, and let's just see exactly how many things we can throw on there. You're actually keeping it simple, sort of in style, but completely unexpected when it comes to bringing all these kinds of flavors together. So I salute you there.
Thanks.
Just
I think
absolutely
you,
beautiful.
You kind of just described Virginia Wooter's cooking. You look at it and it's beautiful, but it's not overly thought, and you get all the true flavor coming through. So we thought, why not better than a taco to show that true flavor?
Fantastic. Gio Taco is going to be opening up. Your doors are going to be swinging open when? People want to know.
We're opening November 7th as of right now. We're on time.
Speaking of doors,
Just can you tell briefly? I know you got some garage doors going in there. Tell us a little bit about the theme.
You know, the theme is why can't we? So it started off with Jack's Kitchen Does Tacos is how the whole thing began. And then I went on this great trip with Michelle, my wife, to Puerto Rico, and that kind of changed me. So we looked at that culture and that type of food, and then mostly looking at why can't we have any beach culture represented in this restaurant that fits under one umbrella? Yeah, it's going to be different parts of maybe Brazil or Spain or Puerto Rico, pieces of Hawaii, and then southern Arizona. But I think that all fits under this umbrella of Geo Taco. And it means you can walk in and just not expect anything but to have a great time. And the next time you come in, do the same thing or come see us at 2 o'clock in the morning for a little drunk taco if you want to.
Happy hour at 10 and come see us for drunk taco at 2 in the morning.
I'm there, starting Friday.
And what do you do in between? You go to Jack's Kitchen in the Abbey.
I love that.
Anyway, so Jack's Kitchen named after your handsome lad, Jack. You've got the Abbey on Sunrise and Cold named after your gorgeous daughter, Abby. Giovanni in his own right gets his own place, Geo Taco. What's Giovanni thinking these days?
Other than it being pink in the logo, which he does not agree with, you know, it's a dream come true for me to have the kids each have their own restaurant. It's what I started off at, and to think that we can keep doing that is pretty fun. They all have water cooler talk at home, so you'll see them comparing notes in terms of who was busier and all those things. But it's just, for me, a proud Papa Bear who loves this business. It's a lot of fun, and I think we can keep pushing the envelope on food and drink and show people incredible service is really what we're known for, I hope.
That's great. What's happening with Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey as we move into the great fall season?
Well, it's been a fantastic summer for us. First of all, I want to thank Southern Arizona for being here for us. It's easily our best summer so far, and I'm really glad for that. You know, we had an early pop this summer with fried chicken at the Abbey. Virginia got this great write-up in the Star. So
right.
Fried chicken has been hopping all summer at the Abbey, and we actually started running it at Jack's Kitchen to give our Oro Valley friends a chance to come and try it. So
Yay. We
have fried chicken on Wednesdays, which has been incredible. And then Thursday night, Jack's was taking on Thursday night barbecue. So we started it about 8 weeks ago now. And Pete, we call him Barbecue Pete, gets a chance to kind of show off some kind of smoked goodness and again, no rules, so Pete gets to make whatever he wants to and whatever inspires him. So that's Thursday night is barbecue night. Other than that, we're just having a great time and still have our half-off wine nights Tuesdays and Sundays. And for us, it's just about come see the team and check out our specials. And there's some great burgers flying around this place, too.
There's some seriously great burgers. And let me just say, a brunch that has come to define and to own the foothills, the Abbey's Sunday brunch is a lot of fun because you knock out that great prime rib special right at about noon or so.
That's correct, yeah.
Happy hour in
Bloody
the bar.
Mary.
Bloody Mary. Thank you.
Yeah, amazing. So anyway, Brian Metzger with Metzger Family Restaurants, continuing to make friends wherever you go. Check out Geo Taco on Twitter, Geo Taco on Facebook, and we're going to be so excited to do the countdown to November 7th. In fact, we're going to have you back on the show in a month or so just to give us a little update.
I would love to update you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me down here. Congratulations, La Mia Toscana, for opening up and being a great neighbor. And we look forward to many more of these talks.
I love it. Brian Metzger, ladies and gentlemen, having a great time.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You, sir.
Appreciate it.
So I'm going to ask you to give your microphone to our certified wine evangelist expert who has come to help us demystify Italian varietals, Italian wines. When you come into La Mia Toscana, we want you to feel comfortable and confident in the array of choices that you have. Now, I began my journey on the wine scene, really a little bit green, really a little wet behind the ears, and it's because of people like Alan Rodriguez who has instilled this sense of confidence in me to walk into a restaurant and own the place, for crying out loud, from Classico Fine Wines. Alan Rodriguez is back. How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing very well, Matt. Thank
Great,
you
fantastic.
For having me.
We are enjoying a lovely glass of wine, although I didn't see you pour it, so you might not know what this is, but this is a gorgeous red.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And you know, what better place to start when you come into a place like La Mia Toscana? Mm-hmm. You want to enjoy the fruits of the region. And let's talk a little bit about Italian wines. Before we begin to break down the varietals, help our foodie listeners understand, when you think about Italian wines, what should the novice be thinking about?
Well, I think the most important thing for a novice to consider from the get-go with Italian wines is that they go marvelously well with the Italian cuisine. It's a marriage of styles of food from the different regions, the different grapes that are grown all throughout Italy. They by far have the largest number of fine wine grapes that can be even made into wine, by far more than any other country on the planet. So their connection is impossible really to pull apart with the food and the wine. It was always meant to go together.
Now, you're an Italian wine expert within the Classico Fine Wines company. What is it about Italian wines that really seduced you from the very beginning? I mean, in the world of wines, you can go a number of different places. Why Italian wines?
Well, you know, for me, it was It was a combination of the balance that the wines have, which is why they go so well with food. Because with so many different kinds of wines from other places, they're all different, and there's a lot of good wines from everywhere. But sometimes wines are just simply too over the top. There's too much fruit. There's too much alcohol. There's these big, fat, rich profile to wines. And that's a lot about just being in America. You know, it's the way we like things anyway, food and wine.
That's right.
Things can get, a little bit over the top that way. And it was a very gradual transition for me. I didn't like European wines in general at first, many years ago, when I first started into the wine business with a serious intent. But the Italian wines did seduce me with their balance, their acidity, their minerality, their structure, the amazing complexity that the wines are capable of that makes them go so well with food.
And that's wonderful. And you're not easily seduced.
No.
I mean, that's what the street tells me.
I want to make that very clear.
Yes. Was there a specific wine that drew you in?
I would have to say Chianti, which is fortunate since we're here at the newest Italian restaurant in Tucson, La Mia Toscana. The menu here is going to be based very much on the cuisine of Tuscany. And some of the finest wines around are from Tuscany. And I think the important thing to remember about that is that you can demystify the reds from Tuscany very easily because they're going to be made basically from one major grape varietal, and that's Sangiovese.
Interesting. So Chianti is a great transition because as we begin to break down kind of the big names, the big wines that are from the Italy region, Chianti always sort of seems to be the place that most people, novices, perhaps even enthusiasts and veterans alike, go. Help us understand, what is a Chianti wine?
Well, a Chianti wine, like most European wines, European wines are named not from the grape varietal from which the wine is actually made, but from the place where the grapes are grown, the village, the town, the region where the wine is actually from. So that's a point of confusion. Novices might think, well, Chianti's a grape. Well, no, Chianti is a region.
Right.
In Italy. Sangiovese is the grape. And the area is very important because you have a certain soil and climate that's part of the region where the grapes are grown. And within Tuscany, there's a lot of wonderful influences, not just the soil, which can be very rocky and slaty and have some clay going on in there, but also just the surrounding growth of plants. There's a lot of wild shrubs, a lot of juniper, evergreens, wild herbs that are in the area, and all of that has an influence on how the grapes grow and the flavor components that they can have.
So Chianti, a good, tried and true, wonderful place to start the wine tour if you've really not ever gotten into the Italian wines. Let's talk a little bit about, now we hear things like Barolo.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the Barolo wine and how that might even be distinct from Chianti.
Well, it's very distinct in that the Barolo is made from grapes that are in the Piemonte region, which is in a different part of Italy. Those grapes are those wines are made from the Nebbiolo grape, so that's a part of northwest Italy, and they make some of the most incredible wines in all of Italy. Some of the longest lived. They're very like a Pinot Noir. They're very light bodied, very aromatic. But within Tuscany, you have some other wines. Again, made from Sangiovese. So there's three types. You really want to think Chianti, and you want to think Brunello, and then you want to think Vino Nobile. And it's all the center of Tuscany is the Chianti zone. That's where the Sangiovese grapes are grown. And within and on the outside of the zone, you have different Chianti regions that make wine, have been making it for many, many generations. Within the center of that region, however, you have the Chianti Classico zone, and that's where the finer wines will come from longstanding families and traditions that have been in place there for many generations. And that'll be indicated on the label. You can look at the wine menu, you can ask your server, talk to Giancarlo. He'll tell you, get me a Chianti Classico. You're going to get something special in that bottle.
Perfect. We're talking to Alan Rodriguez from Classico Fine Wines and Italian Wine Sophisticate right here at La Mia Toscana. Now, Chef has rolled out a wonderful special for tonight. He has homemade ravioli filled with fresh lobster, topped with fresh clams and a saffron sauce. What's the wine that has to go with this particular dish tonight?
Well, there's a couple of wines. I mean, you could even have a nice white wine with that coming again from Tuscany. Vernaccia could pair very well with that if somebody wants a white wine. it would pair well with that dish. You've got the saffron sauce, you have the ravioli. Lobster is rich, but it can still pair up very nicely with a white wine. So the Vernaccia grape from Tuscany would be a very good pairing. But other than that, you know, I personally, I would probably go with a nice Chianti Classico. Because it's not going to be as big and heavy as a Brunello. Or I might go with a Rosso of Montepulciano, which is the Vino Nobile grape. Again, that's just Sangiovese. It's just grown in a different place. It's got a different name.
Right.
And that would also go very well because, again, it's not going to be too big and heavy.
That's great. Well, Alan Rodriguez from Classical Fine Wines, thank you so much for joining us and for giving us a little tutelage about Italian wines. Now all of our fellow foodies and listeners know exactly what to do. They are armed and equipped with confidence to actually make, you know, do themselves a great favor by having a great Italian wine. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to Tuscany, so to speak. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Tucson's hottest, newest Italian restaurant. In fact, in an Italian kitchen. They call it La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen, 7332 North Oracle Road, just a little bit north of Ina on the east side of the street. Look for the La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen sign, which is fully equipped with a big fork and something that appears to be pasta wrapped around the fork, I think in the running for the best restaurant sign in Southern Arizona. What say you, Adam Lehrman?
So they're hinting about pasta on the sign?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about authenticity. From the moment you walk into La Mia Toscana, that is what you are, you know, really, you know, quite
Italy.
Literally surrounded by. From the setting, the colors, the you know, the greeters, the chef Giancarlo comes out and talks to us a little bit about, you know, his love, his passion, and then
in a strong Italian accent,
with a very strong Italian accent.
Yes.
And speaking of strong Italian accents and strong women, is part of the love and the majesty and the mystique really here of La Mia Toscana, representing La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen, the lovely Josie Raggianti. How did I do? Raggianti.
Good, thank you.
Do it for me because I didn't do it justice. Tell me your name.
Josie Raggianti.
Oh, yes, please.
Sounds great.
I want one of those wines that Alan was talking about. Well, Josie, thank you so much for rolling out
the red carpet
for us and giving us here in Southern Arizona a slice of what authentic Tuscan cuisine is. And we're going to do a little tasting here. We're going to find out a little bit about chef and a little bit about what makes this place so special. But for any of our listeners that might not necessarily know anything about Tuscany from a culinary, from a food perspective, help me understand, what is Italian food if it's inspired by the Tuscany region?
Okay, Tuscany region is a very country place, so all our food is very, very simple. And mostly we use olive oil and garlic and parsley. That's the stuff that makes Tuscany food. Tonight for our guest, we will have paccheri con vongole, which is rigatoni with clams, which are made with parsley, garlic, and wine, no red sauce. Mm. And we have riso all'imperiale con salmone e caviale, which is rice cooked in milk with salmon and caviar and champagne.
Oh, that's just gorgeous.
That's for our guest, a sample. Anyway, Tuscany Kitchen, as I said, is very simple. And our chef, Giancarlo, came from Viareggio, which is a town by the sea, Mediterranean Sea, actually Tyrrhenian Sea. And so our food is rich in fish.
When you're thinking about Tuscan cuisine, when you walk into an Italian restaurant that says they're inspired by the Tuscan region, expect to see bountiful seafood dishes.
Yes.
And when we talked about that special tonight, that gorgeous homemade ravioli with fresh lobster, fresh clams, that saffron butter, that's what we're talking about.
Yes. And then if we go to, like, Siena inside, we call Maremma. It's like an Italian Tuscany, you know, Arizona. We have lots of... Fiorentina, which is the bistecca we use in Italy, and so, but mostly we use fish. We like fish.
Now, when you leave Tuscany to go to other parts of Italy, you talked about Tuscany really being, lots of wonderful fresh olive oil and wonderful seafood, and you say country kinds of cooking and simple preparations. Now, I don't know that homemade ravioli with fresh lobster and fresh clams and a saffron butter, I mean, that's wonderfully simple
to
me.
That's wonderful.
But when you travel across other parts of Italy, how would you distinguish other parts? So we've talked about what Tuscan food is like. How does it differ from the other
parts? Okay, if you go south, there is more spicy food and more red sauces, of course, because they have lots of tomatoes, so that's what they use. If you go north, it's more butter, more greasy stuff, more like German
Right, exactly,
food.
Right.
Tuscany is really Italian.
Would that be going as far north as Emilia-Romagna?
No.
Okay.
Listen to you, Adam Lehrman.
Well, I did read Marcella Hazan's book.
Emilia-Romagna.
I'm going home. You take it up. Yeah, thank you for tuning into the Adam Lehrman Show. I'm Matt Russell, his producer. Well done, sir. Sorry, I digress.
Emilia-Romagna is the mother of tortellini. And tortelli, and the bolognese sauce, which is meat sauce. That's where it comes from.
Now, Josie, you've been to Tuscany before. If not, you have me fooled. How long have you been here in the United States?
25 years.
And do you travel back home to the mother country?
Yes, I was there in May.
You were there in May. And when you come back to the United States from these visits to Tuscany, to Italy, do you bring back ideas? Do you bring back stories? Do you bring back
experiences? This time I brought back farro.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Which is a very, very old kind of grain. Goes back to the Romans. And it's a beautiful soup, wonderful soup. So that's what I took back this time.
And you sit down with Chef Giancarlo and you say, now, look, Chef. We've got this farro. It's really making, I think, a renaissance. You're his mother-in-law, so he has to listen to you.
Yes.
much of an impact on this menu have you had, Josie?
Well, I make the farro, actually.
Oh, you actually do?
I do it.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So let's talk a little bit about the menu. So when you come into La Mia Toscana, you really have a cornucopia, really a symphony of options, beginning at the antipasti and then working your way down. Talk about how you put together the menu here at La Mia Toscana.
Okay, what the chef thought about doing good, we have a big selection of food. So he's thinking about changing every 1 or 2 weeks, put different stuff on the menu, and have people try what's really Italian that they don't find in it. Italian restaurant.
Right. So a wonderful antipasti and salads, some beautiful, very intentionally put together pasta dishes, I think, that the likes of which that I really haven't seen a whole lot of places. Wonderful fish and meat, the house specialties. And then when you cast your eyes on the kitchen, you see a lovely pizza oven.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
So, I mean, it really is. It's almost the hallmark of the setting here, and you have this wonderful sort of sketched out menu of what the pizza options are. So talk to us from a Tuscan-inspired pizza. Talk about what your pizza's like here.
Okay, Giancarlo, the chef, put names about our town, like Napoli, Genova, Firenze, but we have the traditional pizza over there, what they're made of, like pizza margherita is a traditional pizza with mozzarella, and tomato sauce, and then we have pizza quattro stagioni, which is made of all kind of stuff on top of it. Quattro formaggi is made of different four cheeses. So we have a kind of everything for every taste. You know, you'll find it.
And as as Adam and I, we travel Southern Arizona. We do a lot of eating together. We do a lot of drinking together. Surprise, surprise. When it comes to a wonderful pizza, we always like to look at the crust from the beginning.
Yes.
So there's the Napoli style. There's the Sicilian style. So the pizzas here are based on what sorts of traditions when it comes to pizza? I mean,
traditional Italian pizza comes from Naples, and the true pizza is just tomatoes and anchovies. That's the real pizza coming from Naples. Was added the mozzarella. Anyway, the crust we use is the best one is thin and crusty.
Thin crust, right.
Yes.
So you have a little bit of that char on the edge. It's a, yes. And a little bit of a crispy.
Yes.
But then a little bit chewy inside of the
yeah.
pizza.
Yeah, not much gorgeous. Pasta, but more what on top of it.
Exactly. And as they say, fresh ingredients makes all the
yes,
difference in the world.
Yes, that's our secret.
I was really happy to see sardines on the menu, on the pizza.
Okay.
I love sardines.
Yes, I mean, any salty fish, she's a woman after my own heart, Adam Lehrman. She's, I can't contain myself. She begins to talk about anchovies, and you say sardines, and I'm in heaven.
You should try spaghetti with anchovy. With a sardine.
Well, I will.
So anyway, talk about your hours of operation here at La Mia Toscana. Are you doing lunches? Are you doing dinners? Happy hours, late night? Talk about it.
Yeah, we open early in the morning, about 11, you know, that's the time people start coming, until wherever people comes, anytime, we don't have a time to close. So 9, 10, wherever people comes here, we will be open.
Okay, now, you know, sometimes Adam gets hungry at about 2:30.
Are you open that late?
In the
well,
morning.
I give you my address.
Anyway, we want to remind all of our listeners that Josie, in her charity, is going to be giving a La Mia Toscana gift card for you to experience this wonderfully authentic Tuscan-inspired Italian kitchen for yourself. We're going to be reading a trivia question here in just a few minutes, and the first person that calls into the station with the right answer, we're going to give you that gift card. Now, I have to remind all of our listeners that if you have won a gift card any time in the last 30 days, please give someone else a chance to experience the goodness, and goodness is what we are about to dive into here at La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen. Again, 7332 North Oracle Road, just a little bit north of Ina on the east side of the street. And again, just follow your nose, because when Giancarlo gets started in the kitchen, I mean, it's like artistry. When I was reading a little bit about you, Josie, before the show started, Tuscany really is about art, and it's about food, and it's about music, and it's about culture. And you've just created all of that
yes.
together in an integrated way.
It's true.
Talk about the importance that kind of, you know, that art plays and music plays in a wonderful Italian culinary experience.
Well, Tuscany is the heart of Italian culture and music, and as a matter of fact, Bocelli, the famous singer, lives next to my hometown, Forte de Marmi, and he makes his own wine. And I don't have to talk to you about Firenze, the big culture is there,
exactly.
And Siena, and Pisa, everything is there. So whatever we do is full of our, you know, art.
Yes,
even
exactly.
The food.
Even the
food.
Well, you don't have to speak hard to tell us about how artistic the dishes are prepared here. And as we say on this show, Josie, time and time again, a wonderful culinary experience is about something more than just a dish that tastes good. I mean, you have to be surrounded by the art, the presentation, the aesthetic, the wine, the company, the vibe, the energy. I mean, that's what I just love about this sort of style of cooking that you've created here. And now the food has arrived, which is my favorite part of the entire show, Josie.
Buon appetito.
Buon appetito. So where should we begin? Now, our palates are fresh. We've only had a little bit of wine here. So among all of the things that you've chosen, this bounty of goodness that you've chosen to share with us here at your table, Josie, where should we begin?
Well, we begin with the rice and finish with
beautiful.
Those clams.
Okay, so I mean, it almost seems like a disservice to even touch this,
you know,
let alone
is.
Eat it, Adam.
You know what that is, don't you,
that's,
Matt?
That's caviar.
That is caviar.
That's, and you know what? And that's
yes.
that's an actually a very healthy amount of caviar.
Yeah.
So talk to us about this rice, Josie. This is just gorgeous.
Okay, this is a gorgeous rice made with cooking milk and champagne.
Oh, this is what we talked about earlier.
On the top is caviar and... what mostly admire about our chef, the way he presents the food, is really gorgeous. You eat it already with your eyes.
Yes, indeed.
Is this the risotto?
Yeah, okay. That's the risotto.
Champagne, it's got a creaminess, it's got a beautiful texture. So, again, one of the things, and a little bit of heat coming there in the background, just a little bit of a spice. So we've got wonderful flavors, wonderful textures, you know, rich but not overwhelming. It's a gift to your palate,
yeah.
This kind of... gorgeous rice dish. And now I want to try just a little bit of that caviar.
I'm Italian and I love it.
So the nice sort of the brine, the salt from that caviar matches beautifully with the creaminess of that risotto. A plus, Josie!
Thank
a
you!
Plus.
Thank you!
This is gorgeous. So again, what name this dish, if our listeners want to come in here
okay.
and order this.
Riso all'imperiale.
Do yourself a favor, fellow foodies. Begin your culinary feast with this beautiful rice dish. Okay, so we're going into some clams here, I see.
Oh, yeah.
I love the clams. We're going to try a little bit of this now. Now, is this the ravioli that we were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, we're going in.
Those are the paccheri.
Okay, so this is the ravioli we talked about. It looks like, is this with the saffron butter as well?
Yeah,
okay.
We call them paccheri.
Paccheri. Paccheri. Okay. Beautiful.
The shape and the way the pasta is made make a big difference. That's why they have different names. And we use different pasta for, different plates.
The saffron just wakes this dish up beautifully.
I'm glad you
like it.
You've sourced
the perfect amount of it. That beautiful golden hue that the saffron brings to the dish. The pasta, I don't have to tell you, is the perfect al dente. You have done what few people do.
I believe so.
You have taken it out a little bit early because if you leave it in too long, it's going to be mush. Mm. You've taken it out. There's a resistance to that pasta, Adam.
Yeah, just come out and try it.
Just beautiful. Clams coming right out of the shell. Beautifully sweet, tender, just gorgeous. Mm. All right, I'm going to try that. Adam, you have to talk because my food is in my mouth.
Well, let me say, I don't think there's anybody in town doing Italian food like this.
Yeah, this is, Josie, I would write that down.
All right.
I would write that down as quickly as you possibly can because that was a very big and that was a very bold statement by the sophisticated palate of Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie. So,
all right.
I mean, right, you could the $5 increase on every one of your menu items right now. That's exactly
right.
What we do.
Thank you. Gorgeous
flavors, beautiful feast. This is a great little palate cleanser, I think.
Oh, I didn't
A little bit of the bruschetta.
I'm going to post a photo of the clam dish here. What's the name of this again?
Paccheri con vongole, which is paccheri, rigatoni, with clams.
Beautiful.
Rigatoni with clams. Okay.
Yeah.
So for all the listeners out there, we've just tried risotto with the caviar on there, some clams with rigatoni and clams with saffron. And I'm going to be posting some pictures on Tucson Foodie's Instagram if you want to see them.
Tucson Foodie Instagram, you're going to get this cornucopia of color and of texture and of flavor right there for all to see. Okay, we have about another 20 seconds before we do the trivia question. So this is a perfect time to let all of our listeners know, again, we are going to be giving you a gift card to experience La Mia Toscana Italian Kitchen for yourself. You can experience Josie Ragianti for yourself. Sit her down, talk a little bit about this wonderful Tuscan-inspired culinary masterpiece that she and Giancarlo have created here. So let's think of a great trivia question to ask. For our listeners out there now, we talked about Giancarlo actually being from Tuscany.
Yes.
Right? So we want to know, where in Tuscany is he from? Is it a city?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a little town by the sea.
Okay. Oh, we got a couple of hits already. A little town by the sea.
Yeah.
In Tuscany.
Yes.
Where is Chef Giancarlo from? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win a La Mia Toscana gift card. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell and Adam Lehrman, the Tucson foodie, broadcasting live from La Mia Toscana, 7332 North Oracle Road, just north of Ina on the east side of the street. And we are surrounded by goodness. We're surrounded by Josie. We're surrounded by the entire family, the Tuscan-inspired Italian kitchen here at La Mia Toscana. Now we've got a stumper this time. This has been a long time since we've had a question that nobody thinks they're going to know the answer to because there's a lot of cities and we only have a few minutes left in the show. So we're going to ask another question. So we had Alan Rodriguez from Classical Fine Wines join us. He talked about some Italian wines. Why don't you call us and let us know a couple of the wines that he talked about. What are some of the great Italian wines that you can find here at La Mia Toscana? 880-KNST, 880-5678. So while we're waiting for the phone to ring, we have one more dish that we'd like to try. But we've already given the headphones to Terrence, the general manager here. Terrence, talk to us a little bit about what we're doing right here.
Well, you're about to try one of Josie's homemade dishes.
Beautiful. This is the farro.
That's the farro.
Oh, beautiful. So we talked a little bit about this, something that she brought back from Tuscany.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, the fresh flavors. Not overthought, not overwhelming, beautifully
clean.
The natural, clean. That's what I was going for. That's just beautiful. Okay, gorgeous, gorgeous, surrounded by, well, look, we've got gorgeous food. We have a gorgeous women surrounding
us? We have gorgeous women.
I mean, you got everything here at La
gorgeous
Mietos
Italian
Planet.
Women.
I mean,
yeah. I have a great staff.
We have a caller. And Terrence, you're going to be joining us here in just a couple of minutes to talk about some special events that you have here at La Mietos Toscana. But Eric has called in, and he thinks he knows the answer to the question. A couple of the wines that Alan Rodriguez talked to us about. Eric, welcome to On the Menu Live. What say you? What's the answer to the question?
I'm going to go with either Barolo or Chianti.
Okay, he said Barolo and Chianti. Alan Rodriguez, what say you? Oh, he says that works. Eric, congratulations.
Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you so much for listening. Noah, have you been to La Mia Toscana before?
Not yet, but I will be going soon.
Oh, he's going to be going soon to La Mia Toscana.
We'll be looking forward to seeing you, Eric. Okay. Please come down.
That's great. Eric, thank you so much for listening. And congratulations, my friend. Don't go away because Suzette back at the station is going to get all your information. And we're going to send that gift card out to you in the mail.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow, Eric nailed it. A Barolo and a Chianti.
First try.
I know. I mean, that rarely happens, you know.
Wow.
But, and look, our wine glasses are full. I know. But anyway, here we are with Terrence, the general manager here at La Mia Toscana. Let me just say congratulations to you and your entire team
for putting
together this amazing new story to tell here on the Tucson food and beverage scene.
Thank you. We're so excited. We're so happy to be in Tucson, and we're happy that we got the restaurant open. We have a wonderful staff. We have a tremendous menu. Our owner and our executive chef, Giancarlo, like he said, he came from Tuscany. He owned two restaurants in Germany, and we're so excited to be in Tucson and open, and we're ready to serve.
And you guys have been open not even three
it's
weeks yet?
It's going on 3 weeks this coming up Wednesday.
Three weeks already. And people are just talking about this place again and again. I love your Facebook posts because you give people a sense of the vibe here with these wonderful photos and the crowds that you're attracting. I love it. So you have something going on here on Sundays that I want to make sure that we have time to mention because it's something a little bit different, and I think it might give people a sense of the variety of things that you're talking about.
So on Sundays we have an Italian-style buffet. Giancarlo's brings out different pizzas, different pasta dishes, seafood dishes, some bruschetta, some cheeses, and stuff like that. Every time that finishes, he brings out a whole total new different plate. That's from 3 to 8 every Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yes, from 3 to 8 every Sunday. And then we also have, it comes with a beverage, a glass of red or white wine.
Beautiful.
One of our house specialty cocktails, one of our draft beers. But we recommend that you try one of our many wines that we have.
Absolutely, yeah.
All of that's for $12.99, and we have live entertainment.
Wait. He says all of that is just for $12.99. There's got to be a typo here somewhere.
Did you say authentic Italian buffet with new dishes coming out constantly for $12.99 from 3 to 8 on Sundays?
That's exactly what I said.
And you said that includes a glass of wine?
And it includes a glass of wine.
Oh,
or
Terrence Jones, we love you.
I have to change my Sunday plans.
Anyway, I don't think there's no one can compete. No one can compete.
Absolutely.
And to be able to offer the freshness and the authenticity of Tuscany right here in Southern Arizona at such an affordable price.
Right here. We wanted to make sure that it was authentic. Giancarlo's went around to all kind of Italian restaurants in Tucson before we opened up to just do researches to make sure that we had ingredients and products that no one else was offering in the Tucson or surrounding areas.
Now, when's your first trip to Tuscany? You got to talk to Giancarlo and the guys to say, look, if you're going to be the general manager, you need
to
experience.
I got to have a vacation. Hopefully, it'll be soon.
Anyway, how can people find you online, get a sense of the Facebook community? Where are you located online?
Well, you can like us on Facebook at La Mia Toscana, or you can find us online at LaMiaToscanaItalianKitchen.com.
Great. And are you encourage reservations for your lunch and dinner
guests?
We have
a reservation book. It's already getting filled up, so get your reservations in now and soon.
And
we also have birthdays that we would like to celebrate, and we're having a lot of fun. We're very happy to be open, and we're looking forward to being a pillar in the community.
Well, I don't think you have to look forward to it. Oh. I mean, you've already achieved that in 3 weeks.
Wow. Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say.
And somehow you obviously know some people at Quest because you've got the best telephone number ever for any restaurant, 742-4242. If you forget that, you've had too much wine. 742-4242 to make reservations for La Mia Toscana Italian
Kitchen.
Food is still coming out.
Look at this bread, Matt Russell.
Wow.
The food is still coming out.
Smell that bread.
Anyway, Terrence Jones from La Mia Toscana. Josie, thank you so much for everything. Adam Lehrman, Tucson Foodie, you're a hero, and I've enjoyed breaking bread with you.
me as I enjoy it with you, Matt Russell.
If you missed any part of the show, the entire show is going to be up on our website next week at onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Adam Lehrman reminding you, if it's Saturday 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers. We'll see you at La Mia Toscana.